Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jero. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, ladies and gentlemen, that is Derek Isomaki.
What's good, party people?
Can you turn on his mic?
What's good, party people?
It's on.
It wasn't on until you just flicked it on.
I flicked mine on.
Well, now it's on.
To speak. So.
Well, it's working now, I guess.
I don't really know what to do with that, so we're just going to keep it moving. Rudy, we have our resident degenerate in the house, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And, of course, the one, the only, Stepman Brett.
Yeah!
All right, so here we are. Here we are.
Where are we?
We're here.
Okay.
And where we are is in purgatory. Football purgatory.
I mean, you are.
Yes.
Niner fans.
We
are. It's funny to watch. It's great to see.
We are, because we're sticking together through this.
Yes, we are. Yeah, Rudy, I'm glad you were over for last night's game so we could console each other. All right.
Niners suck. It's pretty fun to see. That's great to see.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. It's always good when a team with high expectation go in there and just flounders. It's always I love that look. That's probably one of my favorite types of seasons to have.
Yeah, not just
to witness
that.
Is a team going in there with like, oh man, we could win it all, and then just going out there and like being ass.
Yeah,
and that's what we get right now. And it's actually I love that storyline in general. And then when it happens to Niners fans, because they're always in their stupid quest for six BS, it's
that's
nice.
Totally fair, and I am totally
it's,
with
it's
you.
It's totally
there.
Nice. Yeah, when it's like, yeah, there you go. Quest for six continues.
I'm tired of hearing quest for six, quest for six, quest for six for the
y'all
past.
Y'all have been saying it.
I haven't personally. I hate that.
Quest for six is a never-ending story.
It is, yeah. And it's really annoying. It's been annoying since the first time I heard it. It's annoying even more right now.
Yeah, sorry.
It honestly, yeah. It hurts when I hear it come from you for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't know what is happening.
Well,
here.
There's a lot of vitriol when I say it, I guess you could say.
No, but so. I hated it when it was happening the first go-round with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
At the helm, and I hate it now. And we are not on the quest for six. We're on the quest for 16 points on the scoreboard at this point.
I mean, you're on the quest for six wins. That's what you're on the quest for at this point in time, yeah, for this season.
That's totally fair.
That's true. Yeah.
That's where that six comes from. So it's a tough showing against a team. Again, and it had to be against the Broncos, too, which is even more beautiful. Because this is, again, I mean, someone you have hated. I have hated with you as well. You have a little bit more hatred towards the man, but as being a Niner fan, you hated him with the Seahawks. I just hated the guy. You hated his team and him.
Yes.
But Russell Wilson is a face of which has never had much of a shine on this show.
Nope.
He got shine last night, man. My goodness. The guy is terrible. We can all see that.
Oh, yeah.
He is terrible. He's trash.
That's right.
That Broncos team, it is sorry. He is as cringe as they come. Russell Wilson, you are King Cringe. But you won. You know, that's all that really matters when it comes down to it. You've won. You got a Super Bowl underneath your belt already. I mean, you have a Super Bowl, which would have been another one if it wasn't for stupid coaching. But either way, true, you've got yourself your King Cringe, but yet you're still laughing in the faces of Niner fans. And I feel for you on that, because I wouldn't want to lose
that was horrible.
Especially to
night.
That Broncos team with that inept coaching behind the wheel.
Yeah, they hired a head coach to do the head coaching job.
It is it's so beyond. I mean, that's what is it? What's his name? Hackett or whatever?
Hackett.
Yeah, he's a hack at that job right now, okay? I know our boy John probably listening right now. If he has anything left to pull out, he's pulling it out now. this team is rough to watch. That Denver's team is rough to watch. But we had to have two rough teams to watch, and we saw an 11-10 game. 11-10! How do you get 11 in football?
Oh, man.
How? By Jimmy G being a dumbass and stepping out of bounds. Not quite as bad as Dan Orlovsky's whole, let's run and have a marathon out here.
Yeah.
But still, stepped out of bounds, threw a ball, thinking all was A-okay. No, yeah, that was rough.
It was pathetic. It was probably the...
Okay, let's do it. Cut the mics for me, Statman Brad.
Yep.
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. A football season that started with so much promise, so much hope. A young Trey Lance. We're finally going to get to find out, do we have a quarterback or not? Psych! We're not going to find that out. What we will find out is... Well, I don't know what we're going to find out.
I mean, I think we already know what...
We know what Jimmy G is. Yeah. Except some of these Niner fans who are rooting for Jimmy G to get the start again. Are you kidding me? Is that what you wanted to see?
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to see? He looked off. Two touchdown passes, which...
Wide open, Debo.
Two touchdown passes last night would have been a blowout in a 10-11 game.
Yeah.
We had a punt fest last night. The most thrilling plays of last night were all punts.
800
and downing them within the 1 yard line.
Yeah. I mean, whenever you get a safety, that's an exciting play. Safeties are great. I don't know.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
So you get 2 points on the board.
Let's talk about it.
It's just a fun number to get in football.
Do you know how bad you are at your job in a given day when getting a safety was the least bad thing that happened on that play? Because if you guys remember, he threw a pick six on that play, but it was null and void because he ran out of the end zone. Okay.
Was dead.
Let's just start there. All you idiots saying Jimmy G's better than Trey Lance, how would you know? How would you know? No one would know. No one would know. Trey has had 4 starts in his NFL career.
3.5. Well, yeah, 4 starts.
2 of which were filling in for the starter, Jimmy G, which my favorite part of last night, my very favorite part of all of Sunday, is Jimmy G's press conference when he said, well, you know, I just haven't had a lot of time with these guys.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
47 starts with essentially the same core. 47.
Unreal.
Guess what Trey Lance didn't have a lot last year when he started in Arizona and some Niners fans were ready to bury the rookie.
Zero reps with the first
team. Zero reps with the first team, except the week going in.
Yeah.
Guess what Jimmy G's had? 47 weeks of reps.
It's been the same team.
Essentially the same team.
Give or take a few players here and there.
And let's face it, Jimmy G's been the same player.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I mean, trash. You shouldn't have been surprised. He did exactly what we should have expected.
I'm not
Jimmy G.
You're right. I'm not surprised.
That was a Jimmy G special right there.
It pisses me off because we got to see it for the rest of the year.
So, one thing I hate, there's two things I hate arguing. Politics and football. Again, two things a lot of people are passionate about, and very few people know what the hell they're talking about. And football drives me nuts. Everyone has a very opinionated opinion, very strong opinions when it comes to football. Very few of us even can recognize what a cover 3 versus a cover 2 looks like. So very few of us recognize what that looks like. The fact that we are still judging quarterbacks based on wins is ridiculous. I saw Jimmy G beat Green Bay at home throwing the football 11 times. Yeah. That's your king? I'm getting disgusted with Niner fans. I am so fed up with Niner fans. Rudy, you're good in my book. I love you, bro. We're good.
Oh, man,
most Niner fans are so ridiculous. Your quest for 6, get it the hell out of here. You wanted Jimmy G to start? That's what y'all wanted? That's what you got on Sunday night for the whole world to see. Prime time, baby. And guess what we get to do again next week? Prime time, Monday night. Guess who's checking out the 49ers football for the rest of the year? Will I be rooting? Absolutely. Will I be scheduling my nights, my days around them? Probably. Huh? Yeah, I'll be honest.
But we're still going to watch the games because we're fans.
Who are they playing on Monday night?
The Rams at home. Rams,
okay.
So the Rams aren't doing that well right now, but
I mean, they're leading the division.
Yeah. But still, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a Rams blowout. I hope it is.
I love that we got through the soft part of the Niners schedule. Anyway, player haters ball, y'all. Jimmy G, I'm over it. I'm sick to my stomach. Yeah. This is what I got to watch. This is what I got to look forward to. This is unbelievable.
Sucks, I mean, at least it looks good, you know?
I don't care. He could...
Trey Lance, a good-looking dude, too.
Yeah, he's not bad, but
But he's not, you know, he's not Jimmy G.
They showed Jimmy G's brothers last night. Let me say, Jimmy G got all the looks in that family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just taking... 100%. I don't know why Jimmy G's brothers had to catch a stray on this show, but I'm mad at the entire Garoppolo family.
No Garoppolo is safe here.
Nope.
I'm not down with their family, their crew, or their record label, okay? Not down with any of it. Hate them. I don't hate it. I'm frustrated. Should we talk about other games that happen?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tua-rific, am I right, guys?
Damn.
That was terrible.
I know. Yeah.
Tua-rific?
That was...
Tua-rific.
Yeah, no. Sorry. I got no retort to that.
Yeah, well, how could you? I didn't give you anything.
No,
I just dropped the dead fish on your lap.
You liked Tua, so the Dolphins beat the Bills. There you go. Yeah.
Dolphins.
Great one.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
They look pretty good, yeah.
Bills, pretty good.
Pretty good. Still lost, though.
Yeah.
Still lost. Close game at the end, but
I will say, the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel has inspired that offense. I think believing in your quarterback goes a long way.
Does Ken Dorsey get fined for breaking a tablet? I don't know if you saw the Bills offensive coordinator punch a nice little tablet after the Bills' loss, after this whole mandate came out, after Brady was seen throwing a Microsoft tablet, and they saying you can't do that, you can get fined if you do. But I wonder.
But they didn't find Brady, just to be clear.
They didn't find him. No, right. They just said next person.
They never would.
And yeah, Ken Dorsey was the next.
I wonder.
Person,
yeah, right? Ken Dorsey, you're the next.
How many
next
rules
one?
Have changed because of Tom Brady?
Well, he is the NFL, dude.
Because you can't hit quarterbacks low anymore because of Tom Brady. I don't think the tuck rule exists anymore because of Tom Brady. And now you can't throw tablets or damaged tablets on the sideline because of Tom Brady. Which, by the way, why would you find that? That is incredible marketing for Microsoft. What is it? The Surface?
Yeah.
It's great marketing. Great marketing.
I mean, him throwing a Surface and it breaking?
Great marketing.
I mean, I think everyone knows that Microsoft's there. I think if it's like, oh, this is shit. Oh, wow, I said that.
Shiza.
Yeah. If Microsoft's terrible,
then
you go throw it and you keep saying that.
Yeah,
I'm glad we have an audience today.
Right?
All right.
Beautiful right
this
now.
This is nice.
Yeah.
I like this. But going back to Miami, last week they came back in an epic fashion, beating the Ravens, scoring, 24 points in the fourth quarter, beating a great Ravens team. This week, beating a great Bills team. Dolphins are the truth, man. Dolphins are going to be a contender in the playoffs, and excited to see them, dude, because it's been a while since the Dolphins have been a contender in this league.
When was the last time they won a playoff game? 2000, 2002?
I don't know.
It's been a long time. Anyway, I have enjoyed watching the Dolphins. I like Mike McDaniel as their head coach. I've always enjoyed his personality, and it's fun to see him win. Yeah. And shout out to the Dolphins. I've always great team colors, great city, good for them. I just don't understand. Can we have one of those guys on our team? Can we get a Tua? We might have one in Trey Lance, but no one knows because you got to play 3.5 games. All right.
Yeah.
We can keep it moving.
It is what it is now, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're shook right now.
Yeah.
You are rattled.
A little
you
bit.
Are, you're
mad
rattled.
At myself, man.
So, last time the Dolphins won a playoff game was wild card of 2000. Against the Indianapolis Colts. It went into overtime. They won 23-17.
So
good work, Statman Brad. Thank you, sir.
Is that the longest drought in the NFL?
From 2000 to now?
Well, if they win
general,
this year, I can check.
Yeah.
Excellent. How about, if you didn't like that pun, how about this? Jalen put the Hurts on the Commanders.
Stop.
Yeah.
Not
good.
No, Jalen Hurts looking good, though.
I mean, the Commanders are terrible.
Yeah,
so,
Washington's bad.
Enough said on that
Eagles
game.
Eagles are good.
Yeah,
there
you go.
They should have won, and they won.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Can we move on then?
Yeah, I'm saying.
All right. I like
rapid fire.
I like the Eagles. Let's do it. Colts upset the Chiefs. Good for the Colts. What? Chiefs? Ruining our parlay. Well, the Chargers did too.
Yeah, but
the over in the Bills. It doesn't matter.
And the Jets.
That one's
on me. We went 0-4 on our parlay.
That one's on me, boys. It's on everybody. But I mean, that was a pretty bad.
Even better, we didn't lose any money because I never placed a bet.
We never sent money to Rudy. It was a good practice week.
That's what we never posted the bets either. So you're welcome.
Sounds about par for the course.
Honestly, we could have said nothing and gotten away scot-free.
That's not what we do.
Anyways, Jets, longest active streak at 11 seasons. Miami made it in...
Wins.
Oh.
All right.
I'll be back.
Statman Brad will get back to us on that. Let's keep it pushing. Is anyone good in the NFC West?
It's a coin flip, dude. Obviously, the Seahawks and the Niners are the bottom right now. Maybe the Cardinals as well. I don't know.
I don't even think the Rams are that good this season.
Stafford didn't throw a touchdown pass yesterday. I don't know. No.
So we're back to...
We're trash.
We're back to the NFC West looking bad.
Yes.
That's normal.
Yes. After they were possibly the best division in football last year. Yes, sir.
So we're back to it. Detroit Lions actually have the worst... At 30.
Right, yeah.
30 years since a playoff win?
Yeah, 30 years.
So in your lifetime, the Detroit Lions have never won a playoff game.
92 was the start of their drought.
And you were born in 93.
So I have never seen a Detroit Lion
playoff
win.
Oh, I remember that one vividly. Yeah, that was a great year, 91.
Who was it against?
Well, it was 92. I can check right now.
Well, hold on. Tell us the next one.
Miami Dolphins at 21.
Okay.
Vegas at 19. Washington football team at 16, and then the Jets and the Bears at 11.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys are getting bored with this football talk.
Yeah.
Should we all just laugh at the Raiders?
It's always fun.
Oh, you're not good right now.
The Raiders are terrible, too. 0-3, it's rough.
Yeah.
Boys, they've never even won.
They're another one, too. Great storyline, the Niners supposed to go in there hot,
McDaniels,
and they're terrible. Yeah,
Josh McDaniels, Devonta. Yeah,
and who?
Why am I just repeating you? I'm literally adding nothing. Nothing.
So, I mean, I'm repeating myself in terms of how I'm treating them with the Niners. You know,
fair enough.
They're the exact same. So everything I said about the Niners, put it on the Raiders as well.
Yeah. Are the Jags good, guys?
Jacksonville's good, dude. I told you guys. I told Eric. I was like, they're going to win that game, and they won.
Trevor Lawrence might be actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You put him in that NFL commercial, and he's like, he's an NFL commercial guy now. You know?
Right.
I think that's all you need. Once you got a solidified NFL commercial, you're at least doing something right.
All right.
You know, they don't put ass players up there.
Except for Baker Mayfield.
Was he in an NFL commercial?
Yeah, wasn't he? He's in a bunch, isn't he?
He was in a bunch of, insurance commercials involving his NFL.
Actual NFL.
The Shield's on there, you know?
Gotcha.
The Shield promoted this.
You
know?
Yes.
The Shield don't put out...
You're right.
The Shield doesn't put out just random players. You gotta be...
That is true.
Which I thought... I didn't have much expectations for Trevor Lawrence. You know, that face does not look like a quarterback.
No.
He looks like he's about to enter puberty is what he really looks like.
He still has
The dude probably is like peach fuzz. I feel like if you were to see him naked, you would probably be down as a sexual predator at that point for looking at child pornography. Because he looks like that young, you know?
He hasn't produced.
I feel like that'd be a rough time. You don't want that. So, but the fact that he's actually pretty good puts it all the rest right there. The guy's a legitimate NFL winning quarterback. Chris Hansen would pay you a visit if you had the pictures.
So January 5th, 1992, the Lions beat the Cowboys.
I nailed it.
38-6.
Told you it was a pivotal day in my life. Anytime the Cowboys lost a playoff game in my lifetime, I remember it.
How old were you then?
92?
January 5th.
36.
You were 36.
Yeah. Year was 6.
You're
okay.
Joke. Oh, I was like, wait, what? So confused.
All right.
The Chargers lost their left tackle Slater for the season. Trent Williams is week to week, probably going to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Bosa's week to week.
David Montgomery out. Dalvin Cook out.
Football! People get hurt. All right, moving on.
Everyone's hurt.
Moving on. How'd everyone do in fantasy this week?
Horrible.
All right. Fantastic. Y'all want to vent about it?
Oh, I thought that was the intro to the vent.
Here it is. But I got to know what your fantasy is. No one cares!
All right. Here we go.
No one cares from this.
Josh Allen.
No problem.
problem.
They did not help me. They did not save me.
Are you kidding me?
Let's go, baby. Is he the best quarterback?
I'm really banking on the Cowboys right now. The Cowboys. If they do not, the defense does nothing tonight, I lose. That's 0-2 this week.
Also, Cordell Patterson.
About it.
What?
But thankfully, I'll be still in playoff contention.
My running backs, absolute joke, but Cordell Patterson.
What are you doing over there?
What?
He's talking to yourself or what?
Just happened. I don't have to worry about that.
Wait, what just happened? What did I miss?
Oh, because Derek isn't playing fantasy, so you're just having a beautiful conversation.
So for those of you who are longtime listeners, you will know that every year Derek likes to complain about fantasy and always asks after his drafts, why am I playing this year? And how did I get stuck in multiple leagues? I hate fantasy football. It makes me not enjoy the games. It makes me stressed out. It frustrates me. And so this year, you took a stand and you said, no Moss.
Yeah.
No fantasy for you.
I did what Brad did for the baseball.
Yeah.
I vetoed out all fantasy. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't like the fact that there's the amount of ego that gets played into it when there's zero really any true amount of skill that goes into actually creating a fantasy team, because you can have a great fantasy team and have the most amount of points and still lose.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I guess people are like, oh, that's the beauty of it right there. No, it's not. That's not the beauty of it. If I have a great team with the amount of points, I want to win every time. When that doesn't happen, I'm over it. It's dumb. It's happened too many years. So I was just like, no, fantasy is dumb. I hate the fact that you can just go in there with like absolutely zero. It's beautiful and awful at the same time that you have zero intuition about what's going on in the game and still play the game all right in fantasy. That's complete and utter hogwash. And I don't want to stand for it anymore. So I was like, fantasy's stupid. All of them really are. And it just makes you do homework for watching sports. Why are you adding more to your... You're trying to watch sports, and you're like, oh, now I got to go on here and try to pick up this guy and make a waiver request for this guy. And then I got to move this guy from here. And then, like, wait, I don't have too many people on my bench. What am I doing? Oh, wait, is this quarterback going to be good against this the defense next week? I don't know. It's just too much thinking. I want to watch sports and not think. And then all these people are like, oh, yeah, my fantasy team's so good. You don't do anything. You just pick up guys that you think are being good, and sometimes they do good, and sometimes they don't. You have no idea. And I have to reap the repercussions of you talking all your trash because you somehow picked the right guys that week. I'm over it. I just couldn't take it anymore. It was just annoying to have to put up with it and get absolutely nothing in return.
Where was that energy during 30 Seconds of Fantasy?
No, I'm not in 30 Seconds of Fantasy. That's why.
Well, it seems like you have a lot to say about it.
I hate. Can't be talking about why I hate fantasy.
Okay,
yeah, that's true. Right,
that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah,
this all right, is, all right. Get me on something I hate. You know I'm going to get the passion going. I hate with utter passion.
All right, very good. Brad, do you have a... That man, Brad, do you have a useless stat of the day?
I do.
All right. Turn me up in the headphones.
So, in honor of Albert Pujols finally getting his number 700.
We're about to get there, but okay.
Well, I've got a beautiful stat for that. Okay. It's not useless. It's actually quite useful.
Okay.
Yes, he has 700 home runs. He actually has exactly 500 home runs against right-handed pitchers and exactly 200 home runs against left-handed pitchers. That is Mr. 700 right there.
That is a good stat. I appreciate that.
I've also got one more if you want it.
I do.
Chase Daniels had a 13-year NFL career.
This is the one okay.
He had 5 starts in the NFL, only 8 touchdowns, 71 games, and he only had 261 passes total. Rudy, Derek, do you want to venture to guess how much this guy made?
I'm going to say over his career, he's probably made $75
million. About 40, 45?
It was $41.8 million. That is $8.3 million per start, $5.2 million per touchdown, and just over, almost over $600,000 per game played. That's ridiculous.
One of the best jobs in the entire world.
You don't get hurt. You don't have any pressure on you because you're just chilling with the clipboard the whole game.
I mean, he's making...
I would let someone shoot me in a non-vital artery for 13 years. Well, just one time.
Oh,
for
the
money. For 13 years?
Well, I mean, this guy did it for 13 years.
Would you take a bullet for 13 years straight
to get 41 mil?
41 mil.
No.
But they're on all
like every single year you get shot. You know you're going to get shot, but like it's on the, in your foot, you know?
But guess
I probably,
what?
I would probably
take
3.5
mil that year.
Over a 13-year period.
Shot.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I think I would too.
That'd be savage.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Because
yeah.
your body recovers 13 years.
The only problem is, though, as a start, a backup quarterback, you have that chance. When you, the reason why you're going in is because your quarterback just got lit up by a really good defense, and when you go in there,
you're like, "Oh God, I'm next."
Your head is on the chopping block, quite literally.
Just audible to running,
yeah.
You know? Audible to running every single time.
Kill, yeah, kill, kill.
Yeah.
Every time. Kill, kill, kill. Let's run that.
Just start
right
kneeling.
Up the middle.
Just start kneeling every single
yeah.
time. You know.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I appreciate that, Satman Brad, because that brings us to some baseball talk. The Dodgers are one of only a few teams, I don't remember how many, that have won 106 games in a season, three straight seasons.
We're the first team to ever do it.
You're the first?
First team to
ever. Oh, really? Wow.
106 in the second season. Not counting, obviously, that 2020 season. But,
right.
Yes, complete seasons, 106 wins in
that's,
all.
That's impressive.
So
that's
yeah.
crazy, actually.
That is, it's an insane stat.
Yeah, that is unreal.
And it goes to show you how weird baseball is because, well, we have yet to, this season hasn't finished, but one World Series title in the last three seasons, even though y'all have wrapped up with the first or the second best record in the NL every season.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough out there. It's tough out there. The playoffs are a...
I was going to say that record is 106 consecutive for 3 years consecutive. Not total. Just consecutive.
Wait, what?
What? That was more confusing than...
So it's 106 wins in three consecutive years.
Yes. And
that's yeah. never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
yeah, I thought we said that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't hear consecutive.
Because
so,
you have
yeah.
to take out... You can't include 2020
yeah.
because they didn't play...
A full season.
So...
And even in the shortened season last year, the season was slight. There was 100. They didn't play 162 last year, didn't we? There wasn't like
no. It was 162 last
was it 162?
Year.
162.
Yeah.
For some I thought it was like 150, or maybe you're right. Maybe not. Never
no,
mind.
It was 162.
Okay.
Either way, your Dodgers looking great.
I mean, you got to give it up to the man, Pujols. We gave you those 700.
Yes.
We wanted you to hit him in L.A. Dave Roberts served you up a platter when he put out Bickford, who is just, he's Mr. Soft Serve out there. And
Dave Roberts jumping up and getting excited and yeah. then forgetting that he's no longer.
He is, oh, wait.
He's like, yeah, I'll wait. No,
I'm we're losing 10-0 right now.
Yeah. But Albert definitely had a certain revitalization of his career when he did come to the Dodgers last year.
That's correct.
He put on that uniform for L.A. for just that season and really became integrated himself really into the organization as a centerpiece that year. People loved him. People gravitate towards that guy no matter where he goes. And he definitely left a lasting impact with our organization. And to see him do it at Dodger Stadium is kind of cool. Bickford, you get to live on forever as being in the highlight rules as the man that gave up that home run. So good for you. That's kind of cool. If you want to spin it that way, you're still Mr. Soft Serve, and we gave you that one. Like Dave was like, okay, you know, we're gonna give out Bickford. We're getting shelled in this game right now. He already got a 699 off the lefty. Let's give him a righty that is, you know, just creme de la creme for Albert Pujols to take one deep. And sure enough, 700 right there in LA. The stars are out. You had a lot of people out there. Adrian Beltre was sitting in the audience.
Yep.
I saw Dave Winfield out there.
Yeah,
don't know why Dave Winfield was there, like, or why they kept cutting him so much. I don't know if there was a connection between him and Albert Pujols. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
Dave Winfield,
sure.
Hall of Famer, great
yeah.
player for the Yanks and whatnot, and had his time, even when San Diego, whatever, but that's beside the point. The stars were out. The stadium was packing. And again, it just kind of shows you, man, when he hit that home run, the whole place went crazy. Dodger yeah. fans alike and Cardinal fans were just enjoying that moment. Just a great moment for baseball.
Yes.
I think we wanted to see that happen. I think ultimately I really still want to see Judge chase 61, get 62 at least. That's a huge record that I think that people should really be super excited for that one too. The fact that we're witnessing both these actions happen in one season is quite remarkable. Judge still yet to hit that one. He is in Toronto right now. They are actively playing. Hasn't hit one yet, I don't believe. I'm sure our phones would go crazy right now if he did hit 61. And that's something I feel like that record definitely should
It should, the name 60 should definitely ring true, because no one's ever done it other than you. Obviously, you have your Bonds and your Maris, and then the steroid era came. But other than that, it has never been done since. So the fact that the season that he's doing it right now, the fact that he has cracked that magic number of 60, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
He's having a stellar season. You just saw, even when the guys were pumping themselves up, I mean, obviously Bonds, he gave you, what, 73 was his season number.
I was in
number.
The building for that one.
And, but again, it's going to have the steroid era tarnished mark on there. I still think, so that 60 number, I still think is such a big number in baseball, the fact that it doesn't get hit. You know, no one cracks that number on a regular basis, you know?
Yep, agreed.
And the fact that Judge is doing it right now, the way he's doing it, playing a great defense, too. He's not just a guy with a bat. He's hitting for average. The guy is
he's
all
win
the
triple
above.
Crown, dude.
The guy is, yeah, he's literally, he's leading.
He's
in
the, first in for the triple
crown. Triple crown
the,
right
in
now.
The, in
average,
the AL,
yeah. In the AL, yeah, he's got the average, he's got the RBIs and obviously the home runs, and he is smashing in home runs. He's got the next guy by 20 home runs. Yeah, it's insane to think that that's the gap between first and second. Yep. So the ball's not flying out this year, and he's making the ball fly out more than anybody else on a crazy stance. This is a great season for baseball. We just saw the Cleveland Guardians. They clinched this. The AL Central this past weekend, and they were completely counted out when the season began. They were thought to be either finishing second to last or bottom of that division. Everyone thought it was the White Sox to run away with. Many people liked the Twins. They thought Detroit would be having to come up in the seasons, but no, it was Cleveland with that young squad. They're the youngest team in baseball. They have 16 guys that are going to be experiencing the postseason for the first time, I want to say, on that roster.
It's crazy, dude.
So they have a bunch of brand new faces that are really making this game look a lot of fun. They play the small ball. They play an exciting brand of baseball. This playoff season is going to be so fun to watch. I cannot wait. We're less next Friday, I want to say, is when the playoffs start.
Sounds right, yeah.
October 5th or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's there's still so much to decide. Like I said, the Mets and the A's are still in a game and a half behind the A's. I'm sorry. Atlanta is still a game and a half behind the Mets for the NL East division right now, and that is going to probably, again, like I said, last series they play each other, that's probably going to decide it. There's still so much, not so much to be decided. We have a NL wild card that's still a toss-up between the Phillies and Milwaukee, it looks like right now. Looks like the Padres have secured their spot. They've been playing some really good baseball right now, so it looks like they're going to get themselves into the playoffs. I can't wait, man. I really can't. This is going to be a fun October baseball is always the best, and this is just ramping up to be probably one of the better Octobers we've seen in a long time.
So just an update on that Judge Triple Crown. He's got first in the home runs and batted in, of course, but batting average, he's tied right now with Xander Bogaerts at .314, but Bogaerts is behind by just decimal points, and third place is Luis
Arise
at .313. So it's a close race for that batting average, and we'll see what happens the next last week, I guess.
Hopefully he gets it.
Yeah. Very good, sir. Good stat. Before we get into our break and reset the show, I just wanted to one time.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I didn't get to see Albert Pujols hit a 700th home run. It wasn't for lack of trying. It's for the simple fact that the game was only broadcast on Apple Plus. And guess who's not going to get Apple Plus to watch baseball? This guy. Or to watch anything on Apple Plus. There's nothing over there that tantalizes me to sign up for the streaming service. And here's the thing that I find hilarious. All of us were clamoring for, can we get an a la carte menu from cable TV? I don't watch most of these networks. And guess what we got? A la carte. Exactly all across that. The board, and now we're spending more money on streaming services than we were on cable. It was easier on cable. Just give me cable that I could have on my mobile, and I'm good. I almost want to go back to cable. This is ridiculous. I can't... Rest in peace to my grandparents. I cannot imagine every Thursday me trying to explain to them how to get on Prime to watch Thursday Night Football. This is super stupid. I hate it, but it's just a money grab, and that's what American sports is. And that's why European and football worldwide is the best sport in the world. It's not just so money-centric, and they're not just trying to drain every dollar out of their fan base like we do in America. But, you know, greed runs rampant here. Let's keep it pushing. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Dro, Derek, Rude Dog, and Statman Brad in the building. Appreciate y'all vibing with us this evening. Derek coming through with the baseball knowledge. He's been watching a lot of baseball this year. Shouts to you.
His team is the best. The best lineup ever created ever in
the history.
It
definitely makes it a lot easier. The season's a lot easier to watch when you have that
team.
But
I'd argue against that. I'd say the Yankees back in like the 20s. That was
there
probably one of the best.
There were people playing with them.
Yes, thank you.
The fact that you have like half the population not playing where half the talent is more than half the talent is and not playing against them, I'm sorry,
but
I can't count that.
No, I agree. There's a huge asterisk in that.
Yes, a very huge asterisk.
But it's still, in that era,
yeah, they had a good team right now.
That's all I was saying.
You know what? The Roman army was really powerful, but they fought us today, they'd get decimated.
Facts.
Wow.
They would get decimated.
That's right.
All right? It's like, yeah, we got spears. Okay, I got a nuclear bomb back here.
My button. All right? Boom. Let's go.
This is Sparta. More like, this is dead. Yeah. Boom. This is an automatic weapon. Let's go, baby. So, yeah. Your point, stupid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I get it. Whenever I hate the baseball minds that do, like, yes, were those great lineups, I'm sure. Having Lou Gehrig bat behind Babe Ruth is disgusting. I get it. But you don't, there's that.
Yes.
You can't compare the two.
There's segregation. I get that.
They're playing the same game, but not with the same pieces.
Yes.
True. And the pieces got bigger, better, stronger, faster.
The Dodgers are insane this season.
1-3. Our 1-2-3 at the top of the lineup is arguably one of the best.
Their 1-7 is ridiculous.
1-9, every damn player in that team.
Yeah. I mean, don't get I nitpick like and I see a lot of holes in there. I do, but like this, just you take that 1-3, Mookie, Trey, and Freddie Freeman. It is
stupid. Yeah,
as creme de la creme.
How's Freeman
right there.
Been getting?
He's been fantastic.
Getting better at the end of the year.
The dude is he's leading the league in hits right now. Yeah. He's got the most doubles in the league right now.
So he's back to his old form.
Yeah. He's not hitting home runs, but he's got 20 boppers.
Well, it's
still
a different field there.
Yeah. And the dude's an extra baseman. He's doubles machine right there. Yeah. Yeah. And you got the guys like Mookie and you got Trey in front of him. It's a disgusting lineup.
Yeah, you hate to see it. All right. Talking about practice is made possible by our friends over at the Banana Grape Stomp. Airing Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KIXE-TV, Channel 9, featuring live musical performances from Northern California. Bands include A-Lo, Achilles Will, Tim Blum, John Craigie, Mojo Green, and more. Hosted by Molly Knight, The Banana Grape Stomp, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KIXE Channel 9. Past episodes on YouTube. This is one of the only times where I really miss working the board during this show, because for several years running, whenever the Dodgers were playing really well, I would give Derek the floor, and then I would immediately cut his mic. And I really wish I had that power today. But listen, the Dodgers are playing great. There are, unfortunately, a decent amount of Dodgers fans in Northern California nowadays.
Dodgers fans everywhere.
I mean, they come out of the woodworks, especially when we're running like this.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's every fan base, to be fair.
100%. Yeah.
I pay so much more attention to the Giants when we're playing well, and now it's basically background noise. The game's on, nothing else is competing against it.
It's like
I'll throw it
time.
On and take a nap.
Yeah,
there
nap
you go.
Time.
Yeah, no,
it's a soothing nap time.
Yeah. It's almost as good as a golf nap.
Yeah, that's
a baseball nap is almost as good as a golf nap. You know?
Sorry. I would say Kruk and Kipe was my favorite thing to take a nap to.
I gotta say NASCAR naps.
NASCAR naps
are one of my favorite naps.
What?
Yeah, because all you have is a little humming in the background.
Interesting.
Huh.
That's the weirdest.
I gotta say
NASCAR
it
naps.
Me.
Wow.
You almost made me cuss. Infuriates me. I'm just gonna keep it moving.
Is it like an every time we touch infuriation, or is it like higher than that? That infuriated me.
Let's get to everyone's favorite segment, and Statman Brad, just please stop talking for a minute. Derek catches everyone up with what's going on around the world with his news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
Just because to show you, NASCAR is boring, y'all.
It is.
And all right, y'all. It's time for the news. we're going to take a right and head over
into
good old jolly England right now, where the mourning of the Queen still happens, but the life still goes on.
I was going to say, please no more Queen talk.
And unfortunately for Amanda Gomo, she had herself quite a situation. A little sticky situation. Smelly situation. Eh, not a good situation. We'll get into it. So my girl Amanda, taking a little Sunday afternoon nap. One of the ones we were just talking about right there. Apparently, maybe listen to NASCAR, you know? Maybe that's what she's listening to. To get herself a little midday shut-eye.
Okay.
It's delicious, y'all. Do not discount the midday shut-eye. But Amanda, sleeping with her dog, her little chihuahua, Bella, which, again, that's just like the most blah situation. A chihuahua named Bella is just as basic as it comes right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I, for one, am not one to ever ask about chihuahuas because I am a lot of vitriol against them. Don't like them at all.
And they're a different breed.
They're a different breed.
Vicious breed, but super loyal to close ones.
I guess our people know very well how much that closeness is. I'm pretty sure cannot walk into any one of my... There's no...
Guarantee 9 out of 10 houses have a chihuahua in the Mexican family.
If I ever go into one of my tia's houses, I guarantee... Yeah. There's only one house I know that for sure doesn't have one of them in there, and that's because my tia absolutely despises any types of dogs in her house. She's a clean freak. Everyone else... For sure.
Yeah.
They're there.
Just a reminder, both Rudy and Derek are half Mexican.
But so Rudy's a completely he's a full
bred. I thought you're halfy.
Viva la raza, dude.
My bad.
I mean he's
correction.
Yes.
We have 1.5 Mexicans talking about Mexican things. It's okay.
Either way, this chihuahua. I feel like this is what you should get if you have a chihuahua. Either way, so this chihuahua chilling on said lady's chest, and they're both taking a nap.
Okay.
They're kind of, unfortunately, they're in a bad position right now because they're in the 69 position.
Oh.
And unfortunately, good old chihuahua had himself a little violent diarrhea action.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh. And guess what? Guess where that little hole was opened up to?
Oh, my
God. Said girl's mouth. Miss Amanda Gomo got herself a mouthful of dog poop. So obviously, as she's sleeping, she says she's woken up by a substance entering her mouth. Yeah, substance entering your mouth. She quickly goes to the bathroom and starts violently hurling her. I would too. Yeah,
bleach,
I would probably just
everything
pull a bleach shower for myself and dump into it and pray to God I never get out of there alive. And then she had the audacity to take a photo of herself after that. Don't do that.
Yeah, what?
No one wants to see your poop-covered face.
Hold on. I need to take a picture first.
This is worth documenting. No, I want to erase this from my memory forever. But she cannot. Why? Because Brad's not paying attention right now. And he's realizing that good old Amanda had to spend, because of that, again, it was a violent diarrhea said dog had. That's not a normal poop. That is a my stomach's sick poop.
Yeah.
And when that sickness entered good old Amanda's house, she got herself a gastro infection.
Of course.
And spent 3 days in the hospital. 3 days after getting dog poop in her mouth.
God damn it.
That's what you get for being a chihuahua owner. Violent diarrhea into your mouth.
Whew. Oh, God.
So, when you're sleeping with your animals, just position them properly.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
You know, that's really, I get it. Sleeping with they're the best cuddle buddies ever.
And plus, dogs fart all the time.
All the
you want to get farted on your face while you're sleeping, dude? Like,
that's pink eye right there.
Exactly. Like,
pink
what?
Pink eye? No. Violent diarrhea in the mouth.
By your dog, too. Like, that's so... Oh, man.
I mean, I obviously would take the pink eye over the violent diarrhea.
Well, yeah, every day.
You know? But still, farting.
It still sucks.
I'm just saying. Just
damn.
Keep the ass pointed the other way.
Yes.
No ass to mouth here, okay,
no,
guys?
No.
All right? Mm. Not doing CPR.
No.
Some people are out there on a...
Okay!
Not us. Well, we'll just do the time for the one, because that's an aggressive story, and I knew that Amanda Gomo needed all the praise for having a chihuahua that pooped in... Violent diarrhea'd. Yeah. I'm sorry. That pooped violent diarrhea'd into her mouth.
Yuck.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
I just ruined my appetite. I am
makes
not
me never want to get a chihuahua.
I mean, not me. I'm still having short ribs when I get home, and I don't care.
Well, there you go.
All right.
That's the news.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's clean up the show with our good friend, our foreign correspondent. You know, she requested Justin Bieber, and we did it for a couple weeks. I got my peaches out in Georgia. And I haven't given her her proper intro in a while, so I hope our foreign correspondent, Aaron, enjoys that she gets to come into some Justin Bieber. Aaron, hello!
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I apologize for dropping the ball there, but we're back on it. So, I don't know if you heard that last story about the chihuahua and the diarrhea in the mouth, but we need you to help clean up the show. We bring on Aaron every week to cover the sports that we're not giving enough love to, we're not paying enough attention to. So, we had a couple things go down since we last talked. We had the President's Cup, and we had Roger Federer retire. Let's start with the President's Cup, because it was interesting. We had one of the bigger names in the PGA Tour win this weekend, so why don't you get the folks caught up, and this group right here, who probably wasn't paying enough attention, on what happened in that tournament over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, this was just, like, a fun tournament to watch. I think this, like, we need more of this golf, because it's just, you know, dudes playing golf. They're all watching each other. America won, obviously, right? Does anyone think that anything else would happen? They have now officially won 9 in a row. It's a point system. They won 17.5 to 12.5. So on the last days, it's singles, one against one. It was Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, and Tony Finau got the first three, like, single victories. And then Xander Schauffele ended up with the winning point. Yeah, to bring us to that 17.5 to 12.5. So, yeah, it's weird golf, but again, it's really enjoyable.
America, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. So, appreciate the update there, but I do want to spend a minute talking about one of the greatest we've ever seen. He hangs it up this past week. Roger Federer plays in his last match. Tell us a little bit about, if you wouldn't mind, just his impact on the sport and some of the highlights that you'll remember from his long career.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely the more interesting of the two stories. And I think we all saw that imagery, right? It was Federer sitting with Nadal in that ceremony at the Laver Cup. And Nadal is weeping. I mean, this is just a man who is so touched. It was crazy to watch. And, yeah, as I told you earlier, I was like, let's talk about some of his stats. He's got some crazy stats. 20 Grand Slams. So he's third behind Djokovic and Nadal, but he's the first male player to win more than 14 Grand Slams. He's reached 31 Grand Slam finals. He made the semifinals of Grand Slams 23 times in a row without missing a tournament. I mean, that's crazy. Absolutely insane. He's the only male player to win 5 consecutive U.S. Opens. He's the only male player to appear in 7 consecutive Wimbledon finals. I mean, this guy is just absolutely one of the most incredible. His name just definitely belongs in the Hall of Fame.
It's insane to me that at the same time we had Federer, Nadal and Jokic, all Jokic, sorry, I mixed him up with a 7-foot Serbian. It's insane to me that we got all these guys playing at the same time, competing against each other. Because you wonder what those numbers look like if Federer isn't playing against quite possibly the other two greatest male tennis players of all time. And while on the women's side, we had Venus and Serena too. This is just what we witnessed in tennis over the past 20 years, I just don't think we'll ever see again. And I, like you, I definitely was paying a little bit more attention this past week, knowing that Federer was hanging it up, just because, again, greatness only comes around every so often, and to see it on this scale was just insane. So, yeah, I was pretty blown away. A little bummed to see him hang him up, but I think we thought this was coming for the past 5 years. So he finally decided enough's enough, and he's going to be gone.
Yeah, I mean, it was sad, but you know, it's kind of nice to see. He was like, you know what? When they go too long, you're like, ugh, it's not a great look. it's just, you know, so he kind of knew. So it's kind of, it was so great to see him kind of bow out in the way that he wanted to, in a way that he felt would kind of respect his career the most. And he played in that last match with Nadal. So they got to play together. So even though these two are some of the, you know, biggest rivals of all time, the respect that they have for each other is bar none.
Well, and tennis is a young person's sport. So the fact that we have these
41.
Legends, it's unbelievable. Back in the day, you never saw tennis players really past their early 30s still be that effective. Agassi was basically toast by the time he was 34, 35.
I'm just ready for them to be done so I can stop pretending like I care about tennis.
Fair enough.
You know, like, I guess.
Fair enough.
That's like someone had it right on the tennis, parade. But it's just, it like, so hard to.
Yeah, no, I get it. Someone had to do it, and Derek's always there for us to dampen the mood. So thank you, sir. Aaron, you got anything else for us on the way out? Sorry to shorten your time this week, but we went really long.
No worries. That's all I got, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, as always, Aaron. We will catch up with you next week. Excellent work, as always. That was Aaron, our foreign correspondent, always cleaning up the show, brightening the mood, and her brother is here to poop on that. So.
Vice versa, baby.
Very good. Let's get into Rudy's picks. We have to use the old drop because the new drop keeps getting us booted off of the podcast. So.
Do what you got to do.
That's my bad. Hold on, everyone. Hold on. Let's start over. Are we good?
We're good.
You're good? We're good. Oh, there we go.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money?
Every week I tell myself, don't bet baseball. Don't bet baseball. And what I do every week, I bet baseball. 0-4 this past week in baseball. Just stick with football, bro. Anywho, new week, new money. It's time to get that money back. I got the Dolphins Thursday night on the road in Cincinnati at +3.5. Take the points. Dolphins are a way better team than the Bengals. Dolphins +3.5. And I got those Raiders with their first win of the year against the Denver Broncos at -2. And you know what? What's back as well? Football. The Premier League is back. I got the over of 2.5 goals against Tottenham and Tottenham versus Arsenal in the North London Derby. And I got my boys, yes, Chelsea Blue against Crystal Palace at -120. Let's go get this money, boys. Let's get it.
Thank you very much, sir. Football and football. I love it. Setman Brad has your North State update.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State update.
All right, Chico State soccer was in action this week. Men's soccer ended up with a 4-2 and 3 overall record after beating Sonoma State 2-1 and tying Sacramento State 0-0. They'll be facing off at home against Cal Poly Pomona and Cal State LA, so go check them out. 7 o'clock p.m. for the men on that Friday, and Sunday, 2 p.m. start time against Cal State LA. Now going to the women, they are 5-1-2 overall. After a very successful weekend, actually, they beat Sonoma State 3-1, and San Francisco State, they beat them 1-0. It was, there we go, a late goal, actually, by Piper Mattson at the 84th minute to get the win right there. So good on the ladies over there.
Sorry, I'm just...
You're good. You're
having a great time.
Well, you're not going to be doing it much this time around because the Chico State volleyball team is still struggling. They're 3-10 overall.
Damn.
Yeah. They are on a 3-game losing streak. They just lost to Cal State.
That gets like a
meow.
Yeah, they get a little meow, kitten. Meow. There you go.
They lost to Cal State East Bay on Friday, 1-3, and they lost in straight sets against Cal State San Marcos.
Yeah.
Their next two matches are against Sonoma State and Cal Poly Humboldt. It's quite a distance. It's not a fun road trip to go to Humboldt and then Sonoma State. But
give me their record one more time.
They are 3-10.
Meow.
Sorry.
Well, that, you know what? That works.
Those are like dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, kind of go for
it's more. It's more of a cat type of a thing.
Cat action we're looking for.
So going into prep football, Pleasant Valley had a bye week. Again, they're going to be playing against Rancho Cotati on Friday at 7:30. It's going to be a home game, so it's going to be over at Asgard Yard. The 3-1 Vikings take on the 3-1 Rancho Cotati Cougars. So
the field's out. Really named Asgard Yard.
Asgard Yard. That's one of the old coaches from way back in the day.
Okay. I get it. Norse mythology. Asgard.
There you go. So it wasn't actually a coach. Thank you. And going into
wasn't a coach.
No, it actually wasn't. I was wondering if you guys were actually play along. You guys.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, you actually called it out what it was.
But that's what Pleasant Valley calls the field.
It's called Asgard Yard. That's an actual fact.
Like, legitimately?
It's Asgard Yard. Okay. Yeah. Huh. So it's not actually named after Coach. Yeah. Our lunch place was called Valhalla.
Okay.
So
I can actually get behind that.
Yeah. The gym was just Varley Gymnasium after one of our great coaches. There was no other Norse name for it. So anyways.
Here you go. Norse mythology. History done. You know it all.
It's fine.
Well done.
Yeah.
Chico High football. Wish we had Chico State football, but Chico High football is 1-4. They just lost to West Park.
Meow.
Yeah, it was 19-34 was the final. Yeah. They're going to be playing. They're going to have a bye week, and then they'll have a league match against Red Bluff on Friday the 7th. That game's at 7:30 at home. And last but not least, Durham football right now is 4-0. Last game they played was against Paradise. It was a 19-7 win. Their next game is going to be away at Orland this Friday at 7:30. Both teams are 4-0. One's coming away with a loss. And that is your North State update.
Thank you, sir. All right. Do you want to do some football, or where are you at?
I would say not much football because we were on international break.
Oh, that's right.
And UEFA Nationals League, and that's some
bunch of BS.
Who cares? Okay, I just want the real deal. You know, give me the straight heroin. Okay.
Pretty close to the
Champions
to the
League
Cup.
Comes back when?
That is it
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking it up before.
Excuse me, two or because they're going to get what's it called back. The club leagues will be back this weekend, and then I want to say probably after that.
Got it.
2 weeks from now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now. All right. So, international break. You want to do some Grinds My Gears, sir?
Yeah, let's do some Grinds.
All right, well, you look it up. I have one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
This epidemic of people not putting on their blinkers. Put on your damn blinkers. I don't know which way you're turning. If we both show up to a four-way intersection, and you're facing me, and I'm facing you, and you don't have a light on, we go at the same time, bud. If you try to cut me off, I'm ramming you. You got one?
I got one.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Black sedans with white tops. Oh, when I'm driving down the street, I don't want to think that you're a cop.
Fair enough.
And then have that heart attack to find out. It's just, just somebody that thinks that's a cool car.
All also, right. Tidbit, y'all, when you see the SUVs that all the cop SUVs out there, if they have a ski rack, it's not a cop.
Ah, funny. Good one. Rudy, you got one?
Yes, sir.
You know what really grinds my gears?
TJ Hudson having Jimmy G's back like he's the best quarterback in the damn world. He sucks, bro. Stop defending him. The whole world knows, so stop, dude. Just give it up. He sucks.
Mm. All right. Derek?
You know what really grinds my gears?
When a sandwich or a burger is stacked super high because they want to put on as many ingredients as possible.
Yeah.
Just make the sandwich and the burger manageable for me to put into my mouth properly. That's what she said. But either way, I don't want to have to tear it apart and make two other sandwiches so I can get that sandwich into my mouth. It's just not practical. I get it. You want to give me as much bang for my buck as possible. You know what? I'd rather have a properly held sandwich that I can bite into and not unhinge my jaw.
Facts.
All right, I got one real quick.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Why do I have to tip on DoorDash before I've received my food?
Oh,
I don't know what you deserve. Oh. I have no idea. I will tell you that I disgustingly ordered Jack in the Box the other evening and ordered ranch with my Jack in the Box. No ranch showed up. I want my tip back.
Facts.
Yeah,
another
one. On that.
You got another one before we get out of here? Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Mini-sized candies. It's that time of the year, y'all. Halloween is around the corner. Mini-sized candies, throw them away.
Yes.
There's no point in having them. Yes. I don't want a bite of a Snickers. Give me a full, a fun size. I can deal with that.